This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grouse here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Today we'll listen back to a Small Studio Signal Boost exclusive session from Central Indiana country act Lovesick Moan from August of 2022. Our top five this week is from a classical pianist who shares some of her favorite music to listen to when she's not playing the piano. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI, or you can listen at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, let's hear from Lovesick Moan. They're based in Pendleton and Muncie, Indiana, and they play country music with some old-school throwback vibes. They stopped by the studio to have a chat, and they played one of their new songs for us live. I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Heather. I'm the strictly rhythm guitar and the singer.
My name is Micah. I play drums and sing a little bit sometimes.
I'm Chad. I play the guitar.
Nice. Well, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mr. Bird.
Before we started recording, we were just talking about things like Slipknot and At the Drive-In and Ozzfest and Woodstock 99. But y'all are a country band. So
yes.
I know you've all been fans of other kind of music throughout your lives. What drew you to writing country music for this band?
Sure. So we say that we're an original 60s country psych pop band because we're definitely all rooted. Something that we all love is like Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings. The name comes from Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues from the album Moanin' the Blues. So we're kind of all rooted in that, although we definitely have varied interests beyond that. Mine being 60s sunshine pop. Mikey.
Yeah, and I definitely, well, I'm a, you know, early to mid 90s, you know, musical kids. So, like, as a, you know, I was really into punk music and Rancid and that kind of stuff. But I also grew up in, you know, pretty old school type of church. And so, grew up with like a lot of like, you know, bluegrassy gospel type of stuff. And I had a grandpa that was very big into country and would just, you know, force me to listen to it over and over again, which was great. So,
I was a heavy metal kid. I kind of started on that, but I always liked the process of going backwards and finding my favorite band's influences, their favorite bands. Sort of went backwards all the way to the old country and blues, and then finally when we met up, it seemed like we just got it. So
yeah, we're all big fans of Hank Williams, for sure. Yeah,
definitely.
You said you snuck a Pantera riff or Anthrax riff into a song? Is that right?
It's mostly in my head. I couldn't really spot it. but the tension is there, yeah.
Nice. I love that.
And in my head, I'm singing the Turtles. So there's a lot happening. But yeah, definitely rooted in country music, folk music, and specifically 60s country music.
Well, for all that chaos and conflicting ideas in your heads, it comes across really well as a cool, concise throwback country sound.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
I feel like country music, especially the more throwback style of country music, has been kind of on the rise lately, especially in the indie music scene. You've been playing shows around Central Indiana. What has the reception been like for your independent country band?
Right. So, I mean, we play at Duke's Honky Tonk rather often. Mm-hmm. And usually we pull in like a pedal steel guitar player for that show. So it's super fun. I mean, We definitely play some like some old covers, Wash My Hands in Muddy Water, and some Carter Family songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, people seem to dig it.
I think we get a good reception. I think people are really like hungry for something like that, especially in the country genre more than anyone, because it's kind of, you know, country music really started out as like really being about emotion and feelings and stuff, and it kind of evolved to be more about like, you know, the drinking you do when you have those emotions to like, it kind of got to the point where now you just sing about the red cup you drink out of and, you know, Applebee's or whatever. So I think like, you know, people want to hear like actual real country music with some, you know, feeling.
Real emotions. Yeah. So in regards to the name Lovesick Mode, we kind of came up with a slogan recently that we're transmitting the sounds of the human experience, which as far as I'm concerned is what every song is, transmitting the sounds of the human experience, whether that's like Blue Bayou, Roy Orbison, Linda Ronstadt, some of my favorites, or like some of that old country music. When you hear the song, you get that feeling. And these songs that are on our album, our greatest hits album, are certain, they're real emotions, they're real songs. And so I think that's what people connect to.
The whole album's not out yet.
The whole album is not out yet, correct.
Singles are out.
Yeah. Yeah, we just put out Those Eyes, which we had released on your show.
Yeah. Thanks for having your song released on our show.
Yeah.
And it's called Greatest Hits.
Yeah. They almost feel, we got together during quarantine, so the songs on the album almost feel old to us a little bit. So, yeah, it's our Greatest Hits album.
So how did you get together? You said during quarantine.
Yeah, so we were kind of quarantine buddies, and that's where it came from. But prior to that, we had all met through being in the music scene surrounded in at Doc's Music Hall in Muncie, Indiana. And Dr. John C. Peterson, he's linked a lot of cool musicians together. So we knew each other from back then and then kind of reconnected when I had a lot of time to write songs.
That's great. Do you feel like you're able to keep that same momentum going, not being quarantine buddies now and not being like having so much time to do nothing but writing songs?
Definitely. Definitely. We have a whole system of how we workshop songs. We're best friends, for real. And I think that's part of the appeal of the band, is you can tell that we're real buddies. And then, yeah, I've had lots of things to write songs about. Lots of heartbreaks, lots of weird stuff happening, lots of transmissions of the human experience to tell with a melody.
We've just enjoyed the work the whole time, too.
Right,
I've never felt like labor so much, you know, and we just kind of look back and there's this body of work and that it continues. It's been a fun time.
Yeah, we workshop and practice in a yoga studio with a super good vibe.
Wow, that's the way to get it done.
Yeah, so it's super fun. We have a good time.
Where can people keep up with you and hear about shows or general things going on?
Right. So we're mainly an in-person band. We talk about how we're not an internet band, which is why we do things like radio. But, of course, we have the normal human things like Facebook and YouTube and an Instagram, where you can find where the shows are. So we will be transmitting the songs.
And everything's just Lovesick Mode.
Or just follow the signal.
Yeah, we won't be hard to find.
Great. So you've all graciously agreed to play for us here in the studio. What are we going to hear?
This song is called Made Up by Lovesick Mode. This is a great song. Like, if you're currently in your car trying to make up your mind about where to go to eat, this is a great song to listen to. Have you made up your mind? Have you had enough time? Have you come to realize? Have you made up your mind? Have you been wondering? Wonder what shape you're in? Have you come to realize? Have you made up your mind?
guest, Lovesick Moan, for coming in and playing for us. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into Dr. Claire Longendyke's top five songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to Dr. Claire Longendyke's top five songs.
I started our conversation by asking Dr. Claire Longendyke when she started playing piano.
I started when I was 7, and I didn't really decide that I wanted to be a classical pianist. In fact, I spent the first 6 years of my piano training playing almost exclusively Disney songs.
Oh, cool.
I wear that as a badge of pride, a badge of honor now. But I didn't really decide that I wanted to go into or even just take piano more seriously, very honestly, until I was about 16. I spent 5 weeks at a summer high school music institute at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. And I got a taste of what it means to study music and to really become an expert at an instrument. And it was history from there, to be honest. I got very excited about it. My parents were very wary of me going to college to study piano performance, but I enriched my music studies with studies in French language and mathematics, and I, in the end, I enjoyed the hours and hours and hours that I spent in the practice room. And since then, I've gotten a master's, a performer's diploma, 2 diplomas that are hard to translate from Paris, and a doctorate. And so I've played a lot of piano in my life, and I can't imagine doing anything else. I don't think anything else would make me as happy as I am.
Love it. So we're talking about the top five songs that you really love to listen to. Am I right? Is that where we're at topic-wise?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So let's go ahead and start with number 5.
You got it. So my dad introduced me to Steve Lacy, who is a jazz saxophone player, particularly a soprano saxophone player, when I was just a kid. And I liked listening to Steve Lacy because he's got a lyricism in the way that he approaches even the jazz saxophone that I just really kind of gush over. And as somebody who plays with a lot of saxophone players in classical music, I draw a lot from listening to him play. So this tune is called Little Girl, Your Daddy is Calling You. And I just thought it was cute that my dad introduced me to Steve Lacy. And then this one just is like, it's very dance. I mean, it's just got a really great sort of samba rhythm underneath in the rhythm section. And then Steve Lacy just like jams over it on the soprano sax. It's a lot of fun. Number 4, and I had trouble deciding between 2 piano trios by this composer. So this is the only classical piece that I put on here, but for me, it's a banger, so it has to be included. When I was in high school, I would go to the public library and I would check out classical music CDs because I was just getting a taste for what classical music really was. And I would, as we did, don't tell anybody, but I would rip them onto my computer, right? Or my home computer. And, or I would, you know, run around like the aisles. I grew up in Minneapolis, so there was a lake very close to where I grew up, and I would run around the lake with my CD player, you know, and it was like, I could hear the CD skipping as I would run to the Golub Kaplan Carr Trio. Mark Kaplan, the violinist, actually teaches at IU. Their recording of Mendelssohn's 2 piano trios, the 1st in D minor and the 2nd in C minor. And I, to this day, believe that there is no better recording. These pieces have been recorded hundreds and hundreds of times. I believe there's no more expressive, no more, I don't even just like exciting. There's more expressive, more exciting, more thrilling performance. They capture everything that I would do as a pianist and as a chamber musician in the pieces. But the D minor piano trio, I think, is just iconic, and it's definitely in my top 5.
We're at number 3.
We are at number 3. And number 3 has an interesting story, too. There is a Quebecois folk band by the name of De Temps en Temps, which translates to from the past times, from the olden times, that I discovered at the Lotus Festival in Bloomington. In fact, out of 10 years of living in Bloomington, I only went to the Lotus Festival once, sadly. I intend to go back because Bloomington is not that far away, and it is an awesome musical experience every year. But I caught this band because I love folk music. I love instrumental folk music. In fact, Irish folk music is some of my favorite. And I had listened to a couple of clips as I was sort of, you know, Lotus Festival is like make your own adventure. You figure out where you're going to go. You want to catch every band that you want to catch. And these guys closed off the night outdoors. There was a big dance floor in the back. People were sitting at tables drinking and eating and having a good time chatting. And I was in the back with my now fiance dancing up a storm. And this band just has it all. I mean, they've got this, you know, this awesome fiddler who plays with such abandon. This tune is purely instrumental. It's called La Turlute du Rotoculteur. It makes you want to get on your feet. And so I put it at number 3 because I, first of all, want people to know about this awesome group. And also just think it just makes me want to sit down at the piano to practice. And that's the sign of a good song.
So now we are at number 2.
The runner-up. although it's hard to call Bonnie Raitt a runner-up, I'll be honest.
Life isn't easy. Love never lasts. You just carry on and keep moving fast. I turned off the highway, pulled into town.
So Bonnie Raitt is, I don't know, just an inspiration. I mean, what a hard rock gal who just, you know, weaves so seamlessly between so many genres of music. So it was hard to narrow it down, but I chose Cry Like a Rainstorm because there's just something so simple. Life isn't easy, love doesn't last. You know, in those opening lyrics, in classical music, we call it word painting or like text painting, where she's, you know, howling like the wind, crying like a rainstorm through her voice in the most expressive, you know, semi-country but semi-folk style. And I'm not somebody who would say that I love country music, but when it comes to Bonnie Raitt, if you consider that country, I am on board. I love everything she does. So Cry Like a Rainstorm, Bonnie Raitt, number 2.
All right. Well, we are at the top of the list. This is number 1.
Number 1, Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Aww.
I, funnily enough, I did not know that I knew this song until I was in Prague in the Czech Republic. And a friend of mine was hosting. I was there staying with a friend on my way to go play at a music festival. And a friend of mine just put this on and I was like, in my 30s, and I don't know that I knew that this was Whitney. Well, of course I would know it was Whitney Houston, but I don't know that I recognized how monumental this song is. Let's put it that way.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade.
And ever since I listened to it like once a day, it is the last song that's being played at my wedding this summer. So if that doesn't show you how much I love it, but this one for me just makes me want to get on my feet. So why not? I do not think there is any better musician anywhere out there across any genre that had such control, but also that innate spark of musical talent that just can't be taught, cannot be imitated, cannot be emulated. She just throws her voice into the stratosphere and then digs into the low range, and she's just a queen. She's just a queen.
Love this song.
Yep.
Thank you for picking it.
My pleasure.
I'm going to be like jamming to it.
There you go.
So Claire, if we want to listen to your music, where would we find you at?
I like to say that if you can spell my name, then you can find me, because there are very few Claire Longendykes in the world. But you can go to my website at clairelongendyke.com and find all the links to my YouTube page with live performances, audio tracks on SoundCloud, and where I'm playing next.
thanks, Dr. Claire Longendyke, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from our next small studio session. Get ready for the session from blues artist Queen Delphine and the Crown Jewels. We'll have that at the end of August. In the meantime, here's a preview of the excellent session from Queen Delphine. This is Splenda Daddy on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Splenda Daddy, you think that he's so fine. Splenda Daddy, but it's all up in his mind. Splendid Daddy, can't afford to pay my bills. Splendid Daddy, trying to get his hooks in me. Not me, oh no, not me. Splendid Daddy, when you come outside the door. Splendid Daddy, a throwback to 74. Splenda Daddy, the driver broke down Caddy. Splenda Daddy, trying to get his hooks in me. Not me, oh, not me, no. Splenda Daddy, he's a wannabe. Splenda Daddy, never gonna be. Splenda Daddy, stay away from me. Splenda Daddy, trying to get his hooks in me. Not me, oh, not me, no. Splenda Daddy here, Splenda Daddy there. Look around, girls, you'll find one everywhere. Splenda Daddy, the guys just don't care. All you young ladies, got to beware. Yeah. That one was called Splenda Daddy.
And y'all know what I'm talking about because they got plenty of them out there. Just don't be fooled.
That was Queen Delphine and the Crown Jewels with a track from the band's small studio session that's called Splenda Daddy. And you can find that at WFYI.org/small studio. You are tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Circuit Dasia released something new. It's a cover of a song from English rock band Bauhaus. It's pretty cool because it is in THX spatial audio, which is similar to what they use in movie theaters. It's recommended that you listen to the song with headphones for the full experience. This is Circuit Dasia performing Double Dare by Bauhaus.
I'm Adam Gross with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and you're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost. Indianapolis singer-songwriter Kristen Bales is also a multi-instrumentalist and played keyboards with Addy Costin during a recent Small Studio session. This is Kristen's latest release. It's Kristen Bales with Into Forever.
Oh, I was thinking of thinking about you before I knew. For more, and I believed I was patient and careful, but course I turned back the eye.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on our show, go to WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is Indianapolis group Bridges with the track My Love on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.